The normally sedate world of Czech folk music is currently being rocked by controversy. Singer-songwriter Jaroslav Hudka has taken a very public potshot at Jaromír Nohavica, one of the country's best-selling and best-loved musicians. In a new song called Udavač, meaning the snitch or the informer, Hudka accuses Nohavica of failing to explain his collaboration with the secret police in the late 1980s. Jan Richter has the story.
Udavač z Těšína, koncert mu začíná, vtíravým hlasem svým bude nám zpívat. V sále se zhasíná.
The opening passage of one of the latest songs by Jaroslav Hudka, entitled The Snitch, refers to a singing police informer from Těšín, the Silesian home of singer-songwriter Jaromír Nohavica, an iconic figure of Czech folk music with massive sales. He released his first album in 1988 and was never persecuted by the communist authorities, despite being critical of the regime. Documents found in May last year showed that he was a collaborator of the Czechoslovak secret police, known as the STB. In his song, Mr. Hudka also calls him a coward for failing to face his past and to explain his actions in the late 1980s. Jaroslav Hudka says he was in particular appalled by one specific report by Nohavica.
Mě tam vlastně na něm rozčílilo to jedno nejdůležitějšího udání.
I was upset by the most important denunciation of his, the one from August 1989, a few months before the revolution in November. According to the STB report, he was sent on a business trip to Vienna, and he was given the task of contacting certain persons, Karel Kryl and Pavel Kohout. He met those people, and he reported on them. There are many such issues that he simply must explain.
Je tam spoustu takovýchhle bodů, který on musí vysvětlit.
Na cestě do Vídně zachoval se bídně, písničkáře Kryla jidášsky objal, klíče mu věnoval.
Mr. Hudka, who became one of the faces of the Velvet Revolution after previously being forced into exile, accuses Nohavica for providing the police with sensitive information on two other exiles, singer-songwriter and Radio Free Europe presenter Karel Kryl and playwright Pavel Kohout.
Je to takový udání do čítanky, to by se mělo otisknout v čítanku.
It is a classic report, it should be included in readers. They are both well-known personality and people can have a good grasp of what was going on. And he simply refuses to comment. When Karel Kryl once asked him what the whole deal with the report was, he denied it all. Then this document appeared about a year and a half ago and he disputed it. But there is nothing to be disputed about it. The document simply exists.
Prostě to tam není co spochybňovat, ten dokument prostě je.
Jaromír Nohavica refuses to comment on the issue. In an interview for the weekly Respekt last year, he said that he had been hoping to steady the situation and not get too involved with the secret police. I was out with a hooker, Mr. Nohavica said. I had coffee with her, but I never went upstairs with her.
Jak je ten udavač krásný, jak velký je umělec, výraz má zřetelně jasný, dnes nám zpívá zbabělec, dnes nám zpívá zbabělec.